Priscilla Presley, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
We all feel like we know Elvis in one way or another. What was life like at home with Elvis? We understand him as a performer, as an artist. What was life like at home?
It was fun. I mean, it could be very fun and exciting, obviously. You know, we lived behind those gates of Graceland, and our life really was there. We didn't go out that much, and if we did, he rented the places that we would go, like I said, the movie theater or Liberty Land, which is, you know, a very small version of, you know, your large fairs and things, and roller coaster rides and bumper cars and shooting galleries. And we would spend, oh my God, early morning hours there. So, you know, when our life was more at night, it wasn't during the day. We slept during the day and played at night.
When there was that downtime at Graceland, how did the two of you sort of relax? We have an understanding that there was this, sort of this very glamorous, busy couple, but the way that the research tells me and your descriptions, you were actually quite sort of homebodies for a long time, weren't you?
Yes, we were. I mean, Elvis, you know, was busy all the time. Elvis enjoyed being at home. He enjoyed playing music. He enjoyed hanging out. He enjoyed playing pool. He that was his private life. You know, you have to listen at this time in my life, looking back, and things that maybe I didn't understand or people didn't understand. I live it, obviously. And of course, I was quite young, and I wanted to go out on a motorcycle and ride and do all those things that you do when you're younger. And yes, we would do that. But he had already gone through that by the time we were married. And yes, we still did it. But his life was centered around Graceland. I mean, he, you know, or at home, you know, go-karting and, like I said earlier, riding the horses. He had everything at his fingertips there. Why go out, really? He didn't like going out to have dinner. He didn't want to be photographed eating, or people, you know, coming up to him asking for photographs when, you know, when you're having the dinner. That's your private time. And, you know, people couldn't help themselves. And once you sign one, he taught me this, once you sign one autograph, that gives everyone else the privilege to do the same.
Priscilla, I want to ask you probably the most stupid question you've been asked, but when you look back, and you said you sort of look back at those at the time you were together, is there one particular song or movie or performance of Elvis's that is closer to you than any of the others?
You mean Captured on Film?
Or just a piece of music? Was there a song that he sang that you loved?
Yeah, sure. There are home movies that we do have. In fact, I bring some of those movies with me for the show. And looking back and seeing how much fun we had, you know, on that trip from Memphis to Los Angeles on a customized bus, and we would stop at different areas, and he'd start doing his karate and playing with the guys in karate. They'd be, you know, hitting each other and beating up each other. And I look back at that and I think, my God, that was really crazy. But they really did. They punched each other and laughed. And I have home movies showing that, and it just brings back memories of what it was like. And yes, it was fun, but as much fun as it was, you know, just like anything else in life, it was not an easy life. Living with rock and roll is not glamorous, but the times that I shared with him and had with him, you know, it was really unique. I think everyone else try to emulate him. They all have a little posse around them, or they're the guys that hang up. But, you know, he was the first. He was the first, other than the Rat Pack, you know. That's what he did. He had all his guys around him, and they were all basically hometown guys, Memphis and the South. And he felt comfortable with that. He never felt comfortable in Hollywood. As he said, Hollywood didn't get him, and he didn't get Hollywood. So he left as soon as the movie was over.
your own life post Elvis, Graceland wouldn't be Graceland were it not for Priscilla Presley. You've been able to act and grow businesses. Is there anything you think you missed by being married to Elvis?
Anything that I've missed being what?
Being married to Elvis. Do you think there was anything you missed? You were married quite young. Do you think you missed out on anything, or did you probably have the idyllic life?
I think, I obviously missed out. I was so young, you know, I got so enamored when I was 14. I really, you know, I didn't really have the experience or that I have life experiences. You know, I was young and I fell in love at a very young age. And one a question that I had had a few months ago was, you know, how did I know that I was in love? And I really didn't realize it until the day he left. And then the impact hit me so hard that I didn't know if I'd ever see him again. And it was taken away from me by the crowds, by the fans, by photographers. The moment, you know, that he was looking for me to wave, you know, that was supposed to be our moment together. And I had the woman standing next to me waving like it was for her. She was glued to me, and people thought she was my mother. And it was very awkward for me, but I missed that opportunity to really have that moment, you know, that one says goodbye.
Mm. Priscilla, a final question before I let you go. What can people expect to see when you bring the show to Australia?
Well, it's a very honest show. People can ask questions. I really want to clear a lot of things up. I have gone through a lot of books that are on the market of Elvis. There's over 800 books written about him. And I have not found one that's been honest, hasn't been altered, or not facts. And I said, wow, this is the time in my life where I actually feel more comfortable with an audience and talking with them. People have really, you know, been very, very nice and very genuine. And I feel that I somewhat owe that to him to clear a lot of things up. And I don't want someone, as I did with him, to write write a biography about me that's not true.
Priscilla Presley, it has been a joy to talk to you. I wish we had more time. Enjoy your trip to Australia when you come down under, and thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Well, I just hope the audience that comes will ask questions and we'll get the truth out.
I'm sure they will. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.